being here. It is still Monday, July 31st. This is the Water Supply Committee meeting. We have Joe here with us this morning. We know that Councilman Santos had to leave due to work commitments downtown, so we appreciate Gary being here earlier. We're going to get started. Thank you all for being here. We're in our new digs here, as we've said three times already, but we're excited about being in the new town hall and what this beautiful facility will provide for many folks to enjoy doing the town's work for decades, many decades to come. So thank you. Our first item of the on the agenda is to approve the minutes from June 29th. Joe?
So moved.
Second. Second item on the, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Our second item is the approval of the public comment period. Any comments, questions, concerns, pontifications, deliberations? Rick, you look like you about to say anything. You good, Marston? All right, very good. Hearing, seeing none, even trying to solicit some. Our third item is a water quality update. We have our general manager, Clay Duffy, here, but before we go there, let's recognize we do have a couple water commissioners here. John Byrne is here. John, good morning and welcome. Thank you for being here. Susan Mellichamp, thank you, Commissioner, for being here. Staff-wise, Clay, I don't want to miss any. We have Clay. We're delighted to have Clay. You are carrying the load here with the commissioners. So, Clay, first, just a couple comments. Certainly want to thank you and the tremendous work that all the staff has done with some very legitimate concerns some folks had regarding their children here in the town of Mount Pleasant being diagnosed with some brain tumors and seeking answers that these parents so deservingly have the right to find out what is perhaps causing those questions. And the first question was, is it in the water? And we responded, we on Mount Pleasant Water Works response took that seriously, and staff's done a yeoman's job of staying on top of that and trying to identify any and all concerns. So I want to begin by publicly thanking you, Clay, and commissioners for standing behind staff on those issues, and would also want to be on record to say that we continue to stand beside all of those family members to seek out those cancer-causing issues. Continued funding on an NIH level is important, so let's all continue to advocate for the funding for research for the cause of cancer. But Clay, without any further ado, give us a little detailed update in terms of Mount Pleasant Water Works on this particular issue.
Thank you, Chairman Smith and members of the committee, Mr. Booth, and staff. We appreciate the opportunity to give you a little update. Don't have a formal presentation. I thought I'd just talk a little bit about some of the things that we did, just to give you an idea, and then obviously open it up for any questions that you might have. But as you stated, the situation began with some moms being concerned about their children being diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer. And almost immediately the news media picked that up, is it in the water? It went from Channel 4 all the way up to CNN, and not to mention, you know, what happened with social media. And obviously, you know, we're very concerned, seriously concerned about whether anything in the water would cause any kind of disease for anybody. You know, our job is to provide clean, safe drinking water every day to all the 85,000 folks in Mount Pleasant. So it was a concern to us. The information that, you know, they were putting out about some of the contaminants, you know, we wanted to be sure that there were no pesticides in the water. These test strips that some of the homeowners decided to use to see if there was pesticides in the water and trying to establish whether there was a linkage between pesticides and cancer. And of course, those test strips are not approved by EPA or DHEC. They're just what they are. They're a test strip you buy at Walmart. So, you know, we don't believe that those methods are certainly not in keeping with approved methods, what we call standard methods for testing the pesticides. So consequently, we, Charleston Water System and DHEC, went out and did samples, some 20 samples of raw water, treated water, finished water, RO water, Charleston water, and the five homes where folks brought the test strips to us and said, you know, we think we got pesticides in the water. Everything was non-detect for pesticides. So, and I would like to say that, you know, we created, created a management team, an incident management team. We met every day from the first meeting we had on July the 10th. We met every day with Mount Pleasant Water Works staff, our incident management team, Charleston Water System, and DHEC. And we were on a conference call every day until last Thursday. And, you know, I would say that DHEC and Charleston Water have been, you know, exemplary in their attitude towards this, their help, the things that we worked together on and counsel one another on. They have been great partners in dealing with this situation, and will continue to be great partners as we move forward. Then, as you know, a gentleman had his water tested for Gen X and other compounds. In fact, we had a meeting today with General Engineering Laboratories about those reports, and you know, we'll be coming out with a statement about that a little later. You know, one of the things that we were concerned about was how that went viral in the news media as well and on social media. And, you know, all of a sudden there's a headline and there's Gen X in the water. So, you know, everybody's been concerned about what's been going on at Cape Fear. They really do have Gen X in the water, and it's serious concern and concentrations of concern in the Cape Fear area. So, you know, we wanted to be sure. We went out and did samples on our own. Gen X was non-detect in our samples, and so and Charleston Water's done some samples as well. So we'll see what their results come out tomorrow. But I think, you know, we'd like to just assure our customers that, you know, we believe the water's safe. It meets all the federal, all state standards. We surpass many of the sampling requirements that are out there that we have to comply with. But there's some late breaking news today is that, you know, with the restrictions and budget for EPA and rollback of some of the potential regulations, that, you know, EPA may not have the funds to adequately determine what health risks do exist with some of these chemical compounds. If you look at the Meeks Index, which is a list of all of the chemicals in the United States, there's 85,000 chemicals in the United States that you can test for, and down into levels of parts per trillion. Now, because you detect it doesn't mean it'll make you sick. And it certainly doesn't mean it'll give you brain cancer. But they may be, you know, constituents of concern out there that we should be testing for and reporting to our customers those levels. So we have a concern as a water industry that the regulators need to do their job in helping set these health standards. And then we'll do our job to be sure we meet or surpass those standards. So.
Great. Cool. Thank you. Thank you for that update. And the only thing I would add to that, I do believe Mount Pleasant Water Works has made available all of those studies and will continue to make all of those studies available. So just so we're on the record for saying that we believe in full disclosure, we believe in accountability, and so all that information is available for folks to come and see and view as well.
Yeah, we put a table out in our lobby with all of our information that we've reported over the years, our water quality reports, which we publish every year. And so, I mean, there's concern that the public doesn't get enough information. There is some bills that are being introduced by Congress to require a water quality report to be published every 6 months as opposed to once a year. So I think there's a need for the public to better understand what's in the water, and we certainly want to help provide that information in a useful fashion.
Joe, what do you got?
Thank you for that update, Clay. One, a little off topic, I know that we spoke earlier last week about folks either misunderstanding their water bills or the new sensing units, mm-hmm. that there have been some calls. We're still getting a few calls about that. If you could perhaps send us an update on that via email. I know that the folks that have called me, I've directed to your office, so that you know, so that the commissioners and yourself can have a chance to update that, and I'll continue to do that.
Right.
I hope we're all doing that, but perhaps somewhere a week down the road, something after you've had a chance to look at it, if you could just send us an update, that since people are coming to us, so that we would have something to give to them.
Thank you, Councilman.
I will say this, that I think some of the calls we had, they were thinking that they had new meters. We haven't sent out any new bills with the new meters. So these were all with the existing technology we had in place. And, you know, we probably get, you know, 10 or 15, you know, high bill calls every week because we bill every week. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes people are irrigating and sometimes don't understand. Well, you know, we look at the records and it's the same amount of consumption it was last July. So they just forget sometimes.
Yeah, and like I said, and if that is the case, if what you've looked at, there's nothing significant, let us know that, and that way we can tell people that call us. Otherwise, we'll just continue to redirect them to your office.
Our first suggestion is please call Mount Pleasant Waterworks instead of the news media first. That would be helpful.
Though. Are you suggesting people shouldn't post it on social media all of their concerns before they call?
I'll tell you, I mean, there was a news station doing an interview in somebody's house, and our meter reader rode up to check on the meter and do her job. And they've filmed her from the inside of the house and sent the homeowner outside mic'd up to talk to our employee.
Well, here we are. And they'll try to make a story of it. But if there's no story there, it's better for us to know that up front and be able, maybe we can quell some of these things that are going on.
We'd be more than happy to bring it to you. Actually, we bring it to you every month about how we're doing on it if you want.
Well, I don't know that we need that, but I mean, folks, eventually you're going to understand the water department is the water department.
Thank you.
The water works.
Thanks, Councilman. Any questions, comments from the floor on this issue before we move water quality? All right, very good. Susan again. John. Okay. Next item, state revolving fund loan update. Clay?
Yes, sir. We had come to you before, about a year ago, to ask for your approval on application for a state revolving fund loan. We want to continue to move that ball forward. Just kind of give you an update. We're asking for $3.6 million through the state for 13 pump station upgrades for Mount Pleasant Waterworks. And we'll be working that through finance next month. But just want to give you a heads up that was coming.
Beautiful. Thank you, Clay.
We ended up not getting the money that we had requested last year from the state revolving fund and had to go out to the market for our funding, for our capital plan. But this is a project that did get approved by the state.
We'll see that next month at finance.
Yes,
sir. Thank you. Utility relocation. We were speaking of that a little earlier in our bids and purchases meeting, utility relocation regarding an item in Park West Boulevard, Rodney. So, Clay, give us the good news about the cost estimate for Highway 41.
There is no good news. We did get a letter from the Charleston County to coordinate the design and just to be sure that we were involved early on with the design of Highway 41 traffic improvements. You know, we did take a look at it. We've estimated somewhere between $12 and $15 million is going to be our cost to relocate the pipes out there along Highway 41. And as you all know, we get no return on that investment. The ratepayers of Mount Pleasant Waterworks have to bear that cost alone. It's not something that we find appealing. Obviously, we need those resources to continue to upgrade the infrastructure that's you know, aging every day. So we would hope that we could get some support, you know, either locally or through the state. There had been some bills that were proposed for the General Assembly to help fund some of these relocations. And this is not just a Mount Pleasant concern. This is a statewide concern. All the water and wastewater utilities having to move these pipes at their ratepayers' expense. And we feel like that the road improvements are a regional, a statewide improvement, and we don't believe that it's fair for just the customers of Mount Pleasant Waterworks to bear these costs 100%.
Very good. So we'll continue that dialogue both on a county level, Charleston and Berkeley County level, as well as a statewide level as well, and seeking turning over every stone that we can turn over. Thank you for your leadership on that continued leadership. Any comments on that particular item? Thomas, name and address for the record. We have a microphone somewhere. Y'all know we're still recording. Coming up by Eric's mic.
One other things I'd like to mention. Quite a number of residents living in the Highway 41 corridor, and I know that Charleston County is looking at widening Highway 41, and I understand there's conversation as to whether or not that road will be widened to a four-lane or a three-lane, all right? There has been a study conducted by Charleston County Council and the National Park Service, which indicates that with a four-lane widening of that road, the potential for a four-lane will have a significant negative impact on the existing African-American settlement communities in that area. There's a leader in that community which is well known to council, which is Richard Habersham, who presented a three-lane design for Highway 41 more than 10 years ago to Charleston County Council that was considered at that time, and there was a lot of agreement that that would be the best way to go. So I just wanted, you know, as I hear you, Clay, talk about the need for the piping, you know, and everything, all of this is a part of the package, but I bring this to your attention so that as we move forward with the piping, with the determining the number of lanes along that, that we do not lose sight of that community and the impact, the potential negative impact to that community. Okay?
Good point. Thank you, Tom Sina. Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing, seeing none, we're adjourned. Thank you.